Track 9. Pint-sized council in toxic political row. A pint-sized parish in Teignbridge, home to one of the county's best-known landmarks, has been hit by a toxic political row. Dunchidock has a population of about 250 people, spread across 970 acres of countryside on the slopes of the Holden Hills. Hilltop Holden Belvedere Tower is in the parish, and local Victorian folklore insists thick black treacle can be mined from beneath its rocks. But the tiny parish has found itself at the centre of a row. Last August, Teignbridge Council received a petition asking it to consider abolishing Dunchidock Parish Council altogether. It followed bad-tempered meetings described as toxic and was signed by more than half the parish's 212 people eligible to vote. An informal forum was suggested instead. Teignbridge reviewed the situation, bearing in mind the government is keen to see more parish councils rather than fewer. It said it needed to find evidence of clear and sustained local support for scrapping the parish council. Only 15 households in Dunchidock responded when Teignbridge contacted them. Three were in favour of retaining the parish council and 12 wanted it gone. Those who wanted to abolish the council cited divisive characters, cost, volatile and chaotic history, spurious freedom of information requests and complaints, as well as difficulty finding anyone willing to actually stand. Some said the community had worked better when the parish council had no members. When Teignbridge published its recommendations to keep the parish council, not one person submitted a comment until an article about it appeared in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Those favouring abolition said they were disappointed that the will of the petitioners was being ignored and government guidelines were being followed instead of simple common sense. The council agreed the parish council should remain.
It's been an absolute nightmare. The owner of a Newton Abbott health food shop, who has had to use her personal savings to keep her business afloat, has described the past few months as an absolute nightmare. Jackie Upton, owner of Nature's Bounty, has said her business takings are down by around 35%, with footfall being down by around a half. "It has been an absolute nightmare," Jackie said. "It's never been as bad as this. I'm gutted. Not just for the finances, but the fact that I've spent 15 years building this business into something that supports the community. Typically, the shop would see anywhere from 35 to 45 people per day, but in the past few months, the number generally falls between 15 and 20. The closure of the Avenue, the closure of Walborough Street, and the ongoing works to Queen Street are to blame," Jackie says. "It has got so bad that Jackie has had to plug financial holes with her own savings. I have transferred around £7,500 of my own money into the business over the last couple of months. All my savings, everything, have gone," Jackie said. She has also had to take out a card machine loan to help pay her 5 employees. Customers have told Jackie they have been reluctant to make the trip into Newton Abbott with all the roadworks going on.
New maths block is opened. The Mayor of Kingstainton, Councillor Ron Peart, was invited to officially open a refurbished maths building at Teen School. The new dedicated facility is housed in one of the older school buildings, but capital funding was found to improve A block. The school's founding building was built in 1936, and as the local community has grown, so has the school site. A new purpose-built science building was added just 2 years ago. Some of the new maths building was demolished, which created more outdoor space, and remaining classrooms have been completely renovated. The school has been able to improve corridor spaces and build additional toilet facilities. To mark the completion, Councillor Peart and Jackie Edwards, Kingstainton Town Crier, were invited to officially open the building. More plans are being put in place to make the outdoor space a more welcoming area, and it is hoped to install planters and picnic benches to provide students with a positive space to enjoy their break times. The Teen is Green Club is keen to start planting once raised beds are in place. Lucy Wagner, head of school at Teen Academy, said, "Starting my first year as head with a building site in the middle of the school campus was unnerving, but our staff and students have been incredibly patient, and this has paid off. The result is a fantastic fit-for-purpose building where our young people can further develop their love of learning."
Church's Cafe open to everyone. A church in Dawlish has opened a new cafe. Hope Cafe is open 4 days a week currently since its recent launch, with the aim of adding to Hope Church's connection with the wider community. The church has already welcomed staff and pupils from Kenton School, made homeless after flood damage. Now the cafe, which serves food from local suppliers, is open to everyone. Operations Manager at Hope Church, Sarah Jones, explained, "We are really excited to be launching Hope Cafe, which offers a window to this wonderful community building. At the moment, the building is housing Kenton School, while it is being rebuilt after the floods. Going forward, this building is a real opportunity for the whole community to meet, where we already meet as a church. It's an opportunity for other organisations to meet and use this cafe." Cafe manager Mike Atkinson is in charge of preparing the food and making cakes, scones and pastries. He says he's using local suppliers and wants to create a healthy menu. The cafe is currently open from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday to Friday, but these hours may extend if there is demand.